Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our text is Building Your Self-Image and the Self-Image of Others. We're in section 37. Self-mastery builds your self-image. Every time you have self-mastery in any way, you build up your self-image. You can tell yourself, I'm a person who is gaining more and more control over my emotions and actions all the time. Every time you have the emotional self-control to do something you find difficult to do, you build up your self-image. Every time you refrain from saying or doing something, you build up your self-image. There are two basic approaches to gaining a greater amount of self-mastery. One is to recognize the many benefits you gain by controlling your actions and emotions and your words. The other is to gain greater awareness of how you lose out by lacking self-mastery. Use both approaches together to gain greater levels of self-mastery. Some people find themselves in order to increase their ability to refrain from doing something. Some people reward themselves in order to increase their ability to have self-mastery. A general rule for fines and rewards, the fine should be something that you strongly want to avoid, and the reward should be something that you greatly want to receive. Some people keep self-mastery journals, writing down their successes and victories. In exhibiting self-control and self-mastery and self-discipline improves their ability to exhibit a greater amount of self-mastery in the future. So writing it down in a journal gives you strength, gives you positive reinforcement. Some people find that even if they don't actually give themselves rewards and punishments, they can add to their ability to have self-mastery by questioning themselves. If they want to do something but find they need extra willpower, they ask, what reward would motivate me to actually do the thing that I would want to do? To stop doing something, they ask, what pain or fine would increase my motivation to refrain? Just thinking of the answers to these questions helps people with strong imaginations gain more self-mastery, even without giving themselves the actual reward or fine. So keep building your self-mastery, and that's how you build your sense of self.